It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this second day of January 2009. With me for a few more minutes here into this segment, Dave Champion, which has a program on this network now, ladies and gentlemen, from 3 to 4 p.m. Of course, that is Central Time, Monday through Friday. Guy in Arkansas. Hello, Guy.
Happy New Year to you there, John, and to your guest. I just want to touch on a couple of points on the Obama thing that you mentioned at the beginning of the program. The Million Man National, and I highly emphasize national, is just another instrument to dissolve states' borders and state sovereignty by a nationalizing entity, meaning that it can come and go throughout the states without impediment. Just another way of dissolving states' rights away. And then, of course, it's about Ron Paul. If he is not the only one, if not one of several congressmen, that doesn't write for the investigation on Obama's birthright into this country or to be a president, if he does not do that, even on his own, I don't know what to think about Ron Paul anymore then. And,
well,
I'll just take your comments and everything off the air on that.
All right, Guy. Everybody wants Ron Paul to do everything. Dave, any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think that there is no man can be everything and do everything. And certainly Ron Paul has been exemplary. If I can find somebody in public service who is doing all the things that I would want a man in public service to do and more, it is Ron Paul. He may very well feel that there are enough people addressing this issue, and it's being addressed through the courts, that it may be something that he's going to wait and see how the court works with it. I was just reading today that now there's another gentleman that's going to file suit, and he believes that under the laws of his state that he has the standing that one of the previous judges said one of the previous plaintiffs didn't have. So he believes he's going to be able to, through his state law, get around that barrier. We'll see. Ron Paul may well be waiting to see what the courts say before he speaks up. There is sort of an ethos that when it's in the judicial system, you don't trumpet too loudly, and you wait and see if the justices are going to do the right thing. And I think to damn Ron Paul, because maybe he isn't taking the course on this one issue that you or me or somebody else might wish him to take, is unfair to the man. I think none of us are perfect, and we have to look at any man in his totality. And I think if Ron Paul doesn't take the position that some might wish he would on we still need to honor him and hold him up for the absolute wonderful things he has done.
Well, I'm all for Ron Paul getting the heck out of Washington, D.C., and him running for governorship of this state of Texas. And I think he could win this hands down. Kay Bailey Hutchinson has kind of thrown her hat in the ring. She's feeling this thing out. I think this is a slam dunk for Ron Paul here in Texas, and I think it's about time we start putting governors in the states that understand what a constitution is. You mentioned Thomas Jefferson earlier. He says there is one force in the nation that can be depended upon to keep the government pure and the governors honest, and that is the people themselves. They alone, if well informed, are capable of preventing the corruption of power and of restoring the nation to the rightful course if they should go astray. They alone are the safest depository of the ultimate powers of government. Dave Champion, thanks for being on with me today.
John, it's been a privilege. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, and I appreciate you being on the network, sir.
We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We'll be back, folks.
Mm-hmm. personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The U.S. Treasury threw the door open to taxpayer financing for a widening array of companies and industries by drafting broad guidelines on aid to the auto industry. The Treasury's guidelines, published yesterday, would let officials provide funds to any company they deem important to making or financing cars. That leaves room for the government to provide money to the Troubled Asset Relief Program beyond loans already committed to General Motors Corporation, GMAC LLC, and Chrysler LLC. There are going to be other industries that are going to have just as good a case as the auto companies, according to federal Reserve Bank President William Poole out of St. Louis. In an interview on Bloomberg Television, we don't know what these other industries are going to be. Where does this process stop? Now, shares of auto suppliers, including American Axle and Manufacturing Holders, Inc., or Holdings, Inc., rather, and Lear Corporation, jumped yesterday after the Treasury announced the guidelines. The Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association has been lobbying for the use of federal funds as a backstop in case parts makers can't collect money the auto manufacturers owe them. By the way, the Japanese here, remember their just-in-time theory, that we carry no more stock than is absolutely necessary in building what units we need to build. And the thought being, of course, that we will streamline the system. We won't have dead money laying on the shelves. Well, even they have abandoned that process because they don't want their suppliers going bankrupt and going out of business. It might be kind of hard to build cars without some necessary parts. Now, folks, this has gone. If you're going to socialize a nation, if you're going to nationalize a nation, there is no stopping this. It is going to continue. It is absolutely going to continue. I mean, because here's the thought that we cannot let this country go belly up. So we're going to fire up the printing presses. We're going to print more worthless money. We're going to keep driving down the value of the dollar in hopes of saving the system that is already broken. Broken because it all depended on a credit system to begin with. And nobody is talking about this in real terms. They're trying to fix something that cannot be fixed. So where is it going to stop? I don't look for it stopping anytime soon. They're going to run this country the rest of the way into the ground. And the bankers, of course, will own everything that we do. Everything and everybody. Jerry in Florida, you have a comment on Ron Paul?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Great show. Just wonderful. You're telling the truth to everybody. And I just want to pass on that, listen, don't nitpick Ron Paul, okay? And don't nitpick these champions of our cause. Get involved, you know, everybody. Get on the Internet and pass the word and the Fed. Inform people. The elderly seniors who are, you know, sitting back and just playing on their computers, just, get on their computers and email people over and over again. It takes, 20 times to develop a habit, right? So the message has to, the way we're going to change it is just, inform people and get involved 1,000%. Be passionate about this. That's all I have to say, really. What do you think?
Jerry, I'm with you because where has the American voice gone? I mean, we used to be a country. I mean, if we didn't like something, we'd be one of the first to stand up and voice an opinion. If it was wrong, we'd say that, hey, we don't want this to continue. Where are the voices now? Have they been beat into submission, or are they that confused as to what?
I think they're a little bit confused. I think people, have been brainwashed, and they're like hypnotized. And it just takes some time to break that. Break these habits because, you'll defend your state of mind 100%. They found under hypnosis. You'll defend that all the way to your death because that's your belief system. And I think getting the message out and getting people who, are starting to open their eyes a little bit and then get them to get involved and pass the word. Get on these websites. Get on End the Fed and Edward Griffin and educate yourself, but pass it on.
Absolutely.
And see what's around you. I praise everybody out there who's listening and who's paying attention. But don't just sit there. Don't be a complainer. Be a joiner. This is the greatest cause in our history right now.
And
we can change the world. I'm so passionate about it.
And Jerry,
I'm grateful to you and all your people there. Just wonderful.
And Jerry, while people's remaining, this generation, while the years remaining on this planet, if we do not become active, if we do not become part of that solution, then the people that are first in line to condemn us and damn us is going to be the generation we're now bringing up.
Exactly. I saw on Yahoo today, Overstock.com, the CEO gets on. He says, how can we solve the problem? You know what he said? And the Federal Reserve. Okay? The guy on Fox News, the guy who was interviewing him, was in shock. He couldn't believe it. And this is a CEO of a major corporation. So everybody, it's working. We have to pass it on. The message is getting out. Just get involved. Get on your computers. Email people, okay, and talk to people and convince them over and over again because these people are trying to destroy us, That's all I can say. I'm not a panicky type person, but I have such passion because I've been under this umbrella all my life. I kept on seeing, is it just me? How do you feel, John?
Look, I'm old enough to know that we had saner times in this country, when I was a kid, we could go to bed and not lock our front doors. We didn't have to worry about anybody busting in, whether we're wearing a badge or where they were wearing a scarf to hide their face.
Uh-huh.
We are in a totally different time. And the, I guess we can break this down to the morality or the ethics. We have taken too much for too long, and people have not stood up against it and voiced their opinion. As I've said before, Jerry, just a small pushback, just a little resistance.
E. Edward Griffin says it takes 3%, folks. 3%, you know. Download his tapes. Find out what it takes to start a movement. And this is wonderful stuff. You guys are just great. And people need to applaud you instead of nitpicking, you know, Ron Paul can't be everywhere, folks. You know, he's just a, you know, John F. Kennedy woke up. Look what cost him.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was the beginning of a profiles in courage.
Yeah.
And everybody can be a profile in courage now. Just pass the word and hear, just keep pounding it into people, okay? Tell them to get off the television sets. Take a break from the you know, mainstream media for, you know, a couple of days. Clear their brains, you know, clear your minds of this stuff. And just get, you know, I don't know what else to tell you.
Jerry,
I love your show. You guys are just fabulous. I'm 1,000% behind you. Anything I can do. You know, the meetup groups and the Fed down here and Restore the Republic, and all you guys are just fabulous.
Well,
and
we need to add to our numbers.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Yeah, we have become so insulated and isolated in this country that we have not been joiners. And there are a lot of people out there doing a lot of fantastic stuff, but they're lacking in boot power, if you will, and are they lacking, they're lacking in direction. And let me again remind you what Jefferson said: we alone are the safest depository of the ultimate powers of government. That's because under the Constitution, we the people, we are the government. And things have gone wrong because for some strange reason in this country, people thought it was a good idea to socialize things, to embrace socialism. And this has been festering in government policies for years and years and years. I remember better than 10 years ago talking to somebody, and they were in agreement with a lot of what I had to say, but well, they said, well, don't touch my entitlements. I looked at him and I said, what entitlement are you talking about? Well, my entitlements, you know, what the government can give me. I said, well, you're a little confused. The government doesn't give you anything. They just merely redistribute what they've taken from somebody else. And I, for one, don't believe you're entitled to anything. I looked the guy square in the face and I said, look, I said, in my opinion, you have the right to starve to death in this country. You're not entitled to any of my labors, any of my money, any of not one iota or minute of my time, which after that, I didn't give him any more time, but I did give him an earful. But people have got to be, reacquainted with the form of government we have. You know, and every election cycle, I mean, you've seen it time after time after time, that somebody that is not in the socialism trench, you know, they're immediately gone after saying, well, if you elect this guy, you know, there goes your benefits from government. There goes your, you know, your benefits. There goes your Medicaid or your... And folks, there's a simple solution to all of these problems, whether it be Social Security, whether it be Medicaid, Medicare. That okay, that the people that are in that matrix right now, they'll continue to be serviced by it, but no more new members. And you don't get to collect any more money to pay for that stuff. You better figure out how to pay these people off and get them out of the system. But this idea of socialism has got to stop. That somehow the government has the wisdom to take your money and put it into somebody else's pocket for the betterment of society. Let me figure out what's best for me. When the government assumes that role, folks, when they assume that role, I won't say all is lost, but you're on that slippery slope to hell rather quickly. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIT card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's secure sleeve and secure badge holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? In school, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Well, guess who else is in the breadline? And we've sent somebody hither to go find Bob Schultz that is yawn someplace here. Hopefully we'll have him in here before the hour break. Is Robbie doing a show today? Okay. Newspapers are lining up in the breadlines. Many media experts predict that 2009 will be the year that newspapers of all sizes will falter and die, a threat long predicted but rarely taken seriously until the credit crunch blossomed to a full-fledged financial meltdown. Some papers no longer print daily, and some not at all. As I reported a couple of weeks ago to Detroit News, I think it's only going to print 3 days a week. Of course, looking at the bombed-out hall of Detroit, and it has been that way for many years, by the way, there's not going to be a whole lot of Detroit News or Detroit Free Presses on people's doorstep because there won't be anybody there at home. The whole idea of the First Amendment and separating media and giving them freedom of control from the government is sacrosanct. According to Digby Solomon, publisher of the Tribune's Daily Press in Newport News, Virginia, former Miami Herald editor Tom Fiedler said that a democracy, now there's a hint, boys and girls, has an obligation to help preserve a free press. I truly believe that no democracy can remain healthy without an equally healthy press. And you can tell where this guy is schooled at. Doesn't even know what the hell country he lives in. Ooh, this great democracy. How did we become this great democracy? And remember, there's a demon in that democracy. Don in Reno. Hello, Don.
How you doing today, my good man?
How you doing?
I've been listening to the last program and this program, and I heard you talking about socialism and all of the things that we have to contend with. And I brought this up before in another program. I think it was Robbie's a while back. You've probably read The Law by Frederick Bastiat.
Yes.
Well, you know that the one cogent concept that he seemed to be going over and over again in the book was socialism and the plight of socialism. But the underlying cause, it's kind of interesting that I thought, it's plunder. Now, what we have in this country today is a tool that we can back and forth on ourselves, unbeknownst to ourselves, institute plunder on one another. And that instrument is called fiat money. And it's kind of ironic. When you go down, you do anything, you go anywhere, you get involved with anybody, and there's this undertone, I feel anyway, of plunder going on. You go into a Starbucks or you go somewhere, you see the police sitting there having a cup of coffee. And every once in a while I get kind of snide and I say, you guys making any money? You know, like Christmas Day. And the guy says, yeah, we're doing overtime. We're making, is it really the job they're interested in or is it the plunder they're interested in?
Well, that's a good question. Law enforcement, what comprises law enforcement today is scary. It used to be that I categorized law enforcement into two categories in yesteryear's time. There was one individual that wanted to become a police officer because he wanted to truly help people and be a part of his community and help keep it safe.
It's called protection.
Yes. And the other one was the Johnny Six Gun. Mm-hmm. Now, heretofore, people were rooted out of this system because, well, the Johnny Six Gun, quick on the trigger, gets people killed and does unlawful and illegal things. But this whole paradigm has been shifted. That we're now bringing in, and I don't have an exact number, Don, but we're bringing people in from the military where they were trained to do one thing and one thing only, and that's kill.
Right.
And this is a scary equation that I see right now. This is no longer about maintaining peace.
Mm-hmm.
This is more about enforcing law.
But the underwriting, I contend, the underwriting impetus here is plunder, because people have been plundered over the centuries so long, John, that it's ingrained. And subconsciously, if we can't keep from being plundered, we want to enter into the plunder. And this is what's basically, I believe, holding things together today, is that we're going to get ours. Whatever little crumbs we can get off the king's table, we'll be satisfied. Oh, if we can get the gas prices, the road back down to $2 a gallon, oh, we're going to save, so we're better off.
Mm-hmm.
We get a few crumbs. And this is what we've been reduced to. Rather than to go out, say, like on the little house on the prairie and, you know, rake up your own hay and plow your own field with your horse.
Self-sufficiency, yes.
Self-sufficiency. No, today it's... some older people, they kind of laugh once in a while when you go around and say, well, you keep working, Sonny, so I can gather my Social Security. You know, it's ingrained.
It is. It is.
You know, and I think this is when we talk about taxes and when we talk about all of this, the thing that needs to be considered here.
Understood.
Is the underlying plunder.
Don, I thank you for your call. Excellent point. We'll be right back. Hopefully... we'll have Bob Schultz in studio after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's secure sleeve and secure badge holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770, because personal information should stay personal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I might have to take over Robbie Noel's show to get Bob Chapman on the air here. He's doing something very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. He is doing the Continental Congress. And he is going to be doing a lot of stops here in the very near future. And he's going to be down tomorrow in San Antonio. Sunday, he's going to be in Dallas. Monday, he'll be in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Thursday, he'll be in El Paso, Texas. And he's got an entire venue here. Saturday in San Bernardino, California on the 10th. The 11th, Sacramento, Northern California area on the 11th. Nevada here, and I can't even pronounce this, Winnemucca on the 12th in Nevada. Salt Lake City on the 13th. Denver, Colorado on the 14th. Topeka, Kansas on the 15th. Des Moines, Iowa on the 16th. Minneapolis, Minnesota on the 17th. Chicago, Illinois on the 18th. Also in Chicago and then South Bend, Indiana on the same day. Lansing, Michigan on the 19th. Cleveland, Ohio on the 20th. 21st in Rochester, New York. 23rd in Bangor, Maine. That's why I wanted to get this guy in here. He's kicking off this Continental Congress, and I want you people to understand what this guy is doing. So he'll be in here in a couple minutes. We're just not going to be able to have him on the entire hour as I wanted to. Jeez, if he can't make it here on time, how's he going to do all these? Just teasing. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Get off that speakerphone.
How you doing, John?
Pretty good. What's up?
Yeah, I just say Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know what's much to be happy about this new year, you know.
Well, we're closer to the end than we are the beginning. So that means we're closer to a fresh new start.
Yes. You know, the thing is, I would love to see a roundtable discussion. If you can get Gerald Celente and Bob Chapman on the same hour and get that nice roundtable discussion.
Didn't AJ do that?
Gerald Celente on, but I think Bob Chapman on a separate, but to get him in a roundtable discussion.
Uh-huh. That might be doable.
I mean, because, you know, the thing is, listening to Gerald Celente and Bob Chapman, they're not too far off. I'll tell you that right now. And it was really got me laughing. I was talking to somebody in Walmart, in the electronics department. They're supposed to be doing this digital TV transition. And the way people are being poor, I don't really think it's going to matter.
Well, like I said, George, there's going to be a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands.
Well, and the thing is, we can still burn DVDs.
There you go.
And, you know, the thing is, I made the New Year's resolution to everybody that that on Sunday, if you got family, spend time with your family. If you don't have a family, invite somebody over to dinner and plug in the DVD for them.
There you go.
And, you know, and not so much... And spend time with your kids at the dinner table. Don't go out running around doing your own thing, keeping up with the Joneses.
Well, throw their iPod out and throw their little texting things out. You know, limit their TV gamemanship with their Nintendo or whatever the popular game, Xbox, whatever it is.
I mean, I ain't got no Xbox. My son, he can only race half hour NASCAR. That's about it.
Well, there you go.
But anyway, the thing is... In Texas, you know, I'm talking to a lot of hunters, a lot of ranchers. They don't like Obama because they see the Department of Agriculture coming and harassing him.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people, as I said earlier, George, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to have their little heads snapped around because the abomination and his programs he's going to be bringing in are not going to wash with people at all, at all.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's like right now it's more like going ahead of the trends. It's like I'm not buying canned food from the supermarket. I'm going to the farmer's market and I'm buying my food and I'm canning it then because I know where it came from. That type of stuff.
Well, and I've told people, I've been telling them now for years and years and years, George, you better get what you can while you can get it, while the prices are relatively cheap. And,
Daddy?
Mr. Schultz just walked in. George, I'm going to let you go.
All right. Well, God bless, John.
Appreciate it.
Right,
howdy, Mr. Schultz. Have a seat. Throw a set of headphones on. I was just going over your Continental Congress public meeting schedule here. And do you have his mic fired up? I'm just going over your schedule here. And, man, what is the Continental Congress and what is going to be achieved by this public meetings?
The public meetings are a preparation tour, a tour to prepare for the Continental Congress. Best way to describe the Continental Congress, I think, is to remind us that, or you, that back then, in 1774, the early Americans had a long list of grievances against their government. They had been petitioning for redress of those grievances for, well, ever since the end of the French and Indian War. And they weren't getting anywhere. As the Declaration points out, their repeated petitions had been answered only with repeated injury. So what they decided to do was send representatives from the 13 colonies to Philadelphia. They did not have in mind separation. What they wanted to do was get together to discuss these grievances and to settle on a course of action. And as we know, the course of action they eventually settled on was the Declaration of Independence and their separation. So here we are, many years later, finding ourselves in a very similar situation. Since at least 1995, I and the people associated with the foundation have been petitioning for redress of various grievances. And our repeated petitions have been answered only with repeated injury. And so we think we're at that point where representatives from the 50 states need to come together to discuss these grievances and to settle on a course of action.
So it is a, how should we say, a strategy or a planning?
Yeah, it's who knows what will come out of the Continental Congress itself. I know what I'd like to see the delegates come away or having settled on, a course of action having that I think they should settle on. But three people from each of the states getting together to discuss what are clear violations of the Constitution and a history now, a record of intelligent, rational, professional petitions for a remedy to those grievances with government, those in government, refusing to respond to one petition after another. The most recent grievance is, of course, the violation of the Natural Born Citizen Clause of the Constitution. All the evidence suggests that Mr. Obama is not eligible to assume that office. He refuses all requests, including two full-page ads that we published in the Chicago Tribune on December 1st and 3rd. He's refused all requests to provide evidence of his eligibility. And so when we have some evidence that the Constitution's being violated and we petition for a remedy to that grievance and government doesn't respond, the question is, what does a free people do? And so we have some 10 or 15 years now of at least my involvement. Others have been petitioning longer than I. But we have this record. So the question is, what does a free people do? I think I know what they will do, but we'll see.
Now, these representatives that are going to be coming forth, and here has been my observation, Bob, about this, that we have a lot of people in positions right now in government, both federal and state, our state legislatures, that they are in a position right now that we should be able to go to these people and talk to them about constitutional issues and the things that you mentioned, the grievances that have not, well, we've been addressing them, but we've not been getting any response back from them. And that there have been, many people have been searching ways out to have this thing resolved politically. And but when I say politically, I mean constitutionally, by state and federal constitution. We are so far out of the bounds of that that I don't even know if our state legislatures even recognize what a constitution is anymore. And we have failed, when I say we, you have been doing this for quite some time, I have been doing this for quite a few years myself, we have failed to get to the people that they're in positions right now that they think they know what they know. And they're part of that matrix. They're part of that, this eroded constitutional process that we were supposed to have. And there has got to be some way to get to these people, because we're talking the law of the land here. We're not talking about a loosely defined guideline on how the people should be governed. We're not talking about a hit or a miss deal. The law is the law, and they have been absolutely ignoring this. So a Continental Congress, as you suggest, to bring people under one roof to start to strategize on how to put the pressure to get this country back on track, I would say, Bob, that this is way past due.
Well, it's only going to work if we have a, if there's a critical mass of people who are informed as to why this Congress, Continental Congress, is necessary. If they're properly informed as to its justification, the course of action that we settle on, its justification. If they're properly informed about each of these violations, constitutional violations, and just what this Constitution really is, how important it is. It's a set of principles to govern the government. We're not mentioned except we, the people, adopt it. It's all that stands between us and total tyranny and despotism. And what's been happening is those wielding governmental power, of course, I don't have to tell you, John, have been transitioning this country from a nation of under law, a constitutional republic, to a pure democracy, where if you don't like what's going on, just vote for somebody else. Well, I'm sorry. My rights, your rights, are individual rights. They're unalienable, endowed by the Creator and so forth. My rights do not depend upon the will of any majority, whether that's a majority of the people voting in our polling places, or whether that's a majority of the people voting in the halls of Congress, or whether that's a majority of the people sitting on the bench at the Supreme Court. I'm sorry, my rights don't depend upon any will of any majority. They're individual rights. But the problem is the Constitution, which guarantees these rights, doesn't defend itself. That's our job. And so what we hope to do is have reach a critical mass. Obviously, three people, 150 delegates getting together in Philadelphia and discussing these things and settling on a course of action by themselves, they're not going to prevail. They're going to need a critical mass of people behind them, putting a collective foot down, following whatever course of action it is that they settle on. And the way to do that, I think, what we're planning on doing, is to have the delegates have the proceedings in Philadelphia recorded, both with transcriptional, you know, court reporter type written record, as well as a video record, and have those delegates reporting every day to the people back in their states on their website, a website for each of these states where they can report. And the people back in the states, growing number of them, hopefully as time goes on, use this website as sort of the potbelly stove, you know, where they get around and they have something to discuss, and there's a chat room and so forth.
Kind of the letters of correspondence, if you will.
Very similar, yeah.
So we're talking here about the Continental Congress, and I just want to remind folks that down in San Antonio, actually in McQueeny, Texas, in Hank Goltz, I know Hank, and today, Hank, if you're listening to the program, down at the Silver Eagle Tap House, if you go to the website, wethepeoplefoundation.org, you will see, and just click on, you will see the meeting schedules, and I got to tell you what, this is, suffice it to say, going to be a whirlwind tour. You're going to be down on the tomorrow at the Silver Eagle Tap House, Dallas, Bedford, Texas area on the 4th. That's going to be Sunday, Lake Charles, Louisiana. And, folks, all of these meeting places, and I must tell you that meetings have been scheduled, and they're looking for coordinators, okay? So you need to get on this thing because, Bob, I think you hit upon something here. This has never been done before. This has never been done where we have a confab of people from all 50 states that are joining in to map out a strategy. It's never been done before.
Well, delegates who have a proven passion for the Constitution, people who are respected in their communities, pillars of the community, hopefully, who understand the significance of what is happening to this country and who have a passion for rescuing it, to keeping it from becoming this whatever it is, democracy, pure democracy. So, yes, I might tell people that there is an article, a revised schedule, being posted. If it hasn't already been posted today, it'll be posted later today. Very similar to the one we put out, but many people have already stepped forward as coordinators, and venues have been chosen, and there have been some significant changes to the Constitution. Significant changes to the schedule of the Continental Congress, this preparation tour. So people need to go to the website and review not only the schedule, but we encourage people to review each of the articles that we're posting, each update, beginning with the article titled Summit Call. I think the date we posted that was maybe December 5th. But that's where we began to put this idea together. And each article since then is focusing on this subject and adding another nugget or two of information. So we're going to follow this process of updating every day or two, and people, new people to the website, new people to the Continental Congress idea, should be encouraged to take the time to read each of these brief articles that we've posted on the website, beginning again with the one in, titled Summit Call. And they'll get fully up to speed on what this is all about and be in a better position to tell others about it.
Now, and this can't be confused, folks, and don't make the – this is not a constitutional convention. They're not going to be getting together to talk about the amendments to the Constitution or anything of this sort. And the idea behind this, Mr. Schultz, is to start planning and mapping out strategy. We already know the injury that's been done. And it necessarily it's going to be have to be listed because this is part of the list of the unrequited grievances that we have been suffering. The injury is already there. We know what the injury has been. What this is about is mapping out a strategy to bring people into this that we demand of our elected representatives, a return to the Constitution. This doesn't seem to be rocket science, Bob. This seems to be a pretty simple matter. But there's a lot of vested interest in the matrix that has been set up to maintain that status quo. Because we're talking about, you mentioned it before, despotism, tyranny. There's a whole litany of adjectives we could assign to that. But more importantly, we're talking about lawlessness, the separating of true law, constitutional law, reasonable law, into this venue of experimentation. I am fascinated every single day that somebody comes up with a great idea, and as long as they think they can sell it to the majority of the people, voila, it becomes law. That's not the way this works. This is not a democracy. This is a constitutionally limited republic. And I am the next, I've said this before, Bob, and I'll say this to my listeners again, the next politician that is within arm's reach of me that calls this country a democracy will get a severe dressing down, if not a big smack in the face. They're raising their right hand in public affirmation to defend the Constitution and the Republic for which it stands. But then on their merry way of cremated, just this absolute chaotic democracy process, it's maddening.
Yeah. A good example of that, of course, is the debates that took place or the discussions that took place on the bailout. No one, except Ron Paul, no one was mentioning the Constitution. Where in the Constitution is Congress and the president authorized to give or lend public funds or credit to private corporations for decidedly or definitively private purposes? There's no authority for this. But they do it. They do it because they think it's a good idea to do it.
I think that's you. But while you're shutting that off, your main website is givemeliberty.org.
Yeah, it's that was the website for years and years. It's become a portal website now, portal page. It through the givemeliberty.org page, you now go to the website of either the We the People Foundation or the We the People Congress. John, you mentioned a good important point a moment ago. People initially were confusing what we were offering here with a constitutional convention. Clearly not. We are so opposed to a constitutional convention. We're not getting together. We're not recommending these delegates get together to amend the Constitution in any way at all, but to preserve, protect, and defend the one we have.
We have just a few more minutes left here. I wished I could throw Robbie Noel off the air for the next program, but I can't do that because I had no prior clearance to do that. But, Bob, suffice it to say, this is an important event, and what I need to do, and I talked to Mike Bodine, by the way, which is holding down the fort at We the People. I'm going to be working with him a little bit more. To get this message out, because this is we the people that are going to be coming together to map out a strategy as to what the future of this country is going to be, folks. And if we sit back and do nothing and let these mid-level bureaucratic managers manage us right into a further hole, I don't have to sit here and map out where we're already at. You're fully aware of that. But, Bob, we're going to be working closely with you and garnering as much support for your endeavors as humanly possible, and for something that's never been done before. And is there a name for this thing going to be taking place in Philadelphia?
It's the Continental Congress, okay. 2009. It will be held at the Constitution Center. People are familiar, of course, with Independence Hall. And next to the hall is the Liberty Bell, and on the other side of the Liberty Bell now is a new facility, a few years old, called the Constitution Center, and they have a grand hall, and we've negotiated for the use of that hall for a minimum of 2 weeks up to a month, as long as the as necessary for these delegates to get together, discuss each of these violations, and to review each attempt at petitioning for redress of these individual violations, and then settling on a course of action, and communicating their discussions, their deliberations, their debates, back to the people in each of the 50 states.
All right, we only have about 1 minute left. What do people need to do for this, and this is a great idea, folks, I'm telling you, for this Continental Congress, what do people need to do right now?
Well, right now we're on a tour around the country. People go to the wethepeoplefoundation.org for the schedule. And get involved. There's lots of work to be done by everybody. The venues are being chosen. We need to get the word out. There's flyers and press releases coming for everyone's use and so forth. We want a successful preparation tour to get the word out to as many people as we possibly can about what's coming later in Philadelphia at the end of February or early March.
All right. This is going to remain on the near the top of the banner for republicbroadcasting.org, folks. Spread the word. Bob Schultz, I wish we could have had a little bit more time today, but we basically covered the essential elements here. And we'll have you back on. We'll have other people involved with We the People on in this important thing coming up here in 2009. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, John, and stay